Oh yeah, we got Ladies' Day today on My Gospel Mix. I'm gonna kick it off here with Vicky Winey. Behold. Kim Coleman of Jimmy Swaggart Ministry. This could be
the end. This could be the end of my race.
I know.
This could be the day. I can see him face to face.
Well,
this could be the day. I can hear him say, well done. This could be the day that Jesus comes.
Oh, yeah. We are mentors of the Jimmy Swaggart Ministry with the Media Church Ministry. And we join in with him to reach out to the whole world through the gospel of preaching the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ to reach souls that are dying without Jesus. But we want to help get this gospel into every corner of the world. So someone can come running asking, what must I do to be saved? And all you have to do to be a part of this now with Brother Moore is get on the telephone. You can get on the telephone, 1-800-288-8350. This CD that you hear, you can order that from the Jimmy Swaggart Ministry. This will be the day. Yeah, just call them and donate, purchase, order. Do whatever you have to do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to support the outreach of the worldwide ministry through the Media Church Ministry with Jimmy Swaggart. Help us out. 1-800-288-8350.
Of Jimmy Swaggart Ministry. Take me through this valley.
It's been so long since I felt you roll a sword on wings of love into your arms. This struggle seems so hard at times. I wonder who I am and where you are. This old yet my soul is dry. Lord, I want to leave this barren place so I can spread my wings again and fly. See, it's been so long since I felt you, Lord. A sword on wings of love into your arms. And this struggle seems so hard at times. I wonder who I am and where you are.
Gospel with Brother Moore on KPRO Inspirational Radio. Call a friend.
Don't make this world your home.
I never said that friends wouldn't turn their backs on you, or that the world around you wouldn't see you as a fool. But I did say, like me, you'll surely be despised.
I need you. I need you. 1-800-288-8350. To donate, to order, to be prayed for, or pray for someone. To help us move this gospel of Christ across the country. Your purchases will help in doing just that. Your private donation will help in doing just that. Get on the phone today. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Get on the phone, 1-800-288-8350. Jimmy Swaggart Ministries out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Tell him Brother Moore sent you. Thank you.
North Carolina, sang it for you. I've been running this race for a long time. New ministry.
Tell him
How I Got Over. Aretha Franklin. How I Got Over. God bless you, and we're going to keep you in prayer. Sing, Aretha.
Thank you, Lord.
My cue. You've been listening to the Harvest Ministries with Brother Moore.
Thank you. my friends, this is the most important part of our program. Giving you an opportunity and an invitation to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. This is your personal invitation to receive Jesus today. Jesus said in St. John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That means you, my friend. Jesus have already covered our sin at Calvary. For past, the present, and the future, he died for our sin. If you miss Jesus, it'll be too late. Because we have to repent and receive him as Lord and Savior before we leave this earth. If you just believe on him, he said, whosoever believeth, that includes you. If you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall not perish. My friend, Jesus said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Today, if you hear Jesus, through his messages, come to him. He stands with open arms to receive you. You know, he said in his word, I didn't come to condemn you. If you are being condemned today, you are being condemned by the devil himself. But Jesus said, I didn't come to condemn you. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Again, in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, verifies simply what you have to do to receive this eternal life. I want to encourage you to study those scriptures for yourself.